The classic World War II film Casablanca premiered 75 years ago. It's a story of romance, intrigue, and sacrifice. It's also a passionately anti-Nazi movie. But in Germany, Casablanca was edited to create a very different film. Reporter Izzy Ross has that story.
Casablanca was released in the U.S. in 1942 in the middle of the Second World War. It was released in Germany in 1952, after the war was over. In the German version, Warner Brothers deleted all scenes with the Nazis and almost all mention of the war. Remember, Casablanca is a movie about Nazis and the war. It became a completely different story. Nils Daniel Peiler co-authored a book on film dubbing in Germany.
Everything had to be changed for this first dub version, even in very tiny details.
The scene where customers at Rick's drown out German soldiers with the French anthem La Marseillaise. Gone. In the German version, characters were also rewritten. Resistance fighter Victor Laszlo is turned into a Norwegian atomic physicist, renamed Victor Larsen, who discovers mysterious delta rays and is on the run from Interpol.
So all this dialogue had to be changed for this first German dubbed versions.
Here's Rick talking to the corrupt French policeman Louis Renault in the original.
Rick, Laszlo must never reach America. He stays in Casablanca.
It'll be interesting to see how he manages.
Manages what?
His escape?
Oh, but I just told you.
Stop it.
Escape from a concentration camp. The Nazis have been chasing him all over Europe.
Er ist aus dem Gefängnis ausgebrochen und schon ganz anderen Leuten als Ihnen entkommen.
In the German version, Rick doesn't mention the Nazis or say concentration camp. Instead, the dubbing actor says, he broke out of jail and has escaped many people before you. The film was released in what was then West Germany, and Warner Brothers made these changes to appeal to German audiences and to get approved by the FSK, an industry-run German film board similar to the Motion Picture Association.
I think there were certainly plenty of West German audiences that were not eager to be confronted with certain aspects of the Second World War. But the notion that West Germans were not remembering the Second World War is simply patently false.
Jennifer Kupczynski is a professor of German studies at Washington University in St. Louis. After the war, people were reticent to talk about Nazism, and governmental and cultural organizations were cautious.
There is this sense that in showing characters from the Nazi past, and the figure of Hitler absolutely, there is this danger of perhaps awakening in people a desire for a period of time, a period in history from which they are absolutely cut off. It might reawaken these lingering desires for a fascist history.
Because of these edits, the German Casablanca was about 25 minutes shorter than the original. When it was released, it did well at the box office. According to Peiler, German movie critics gave it lukewarm reviews.
It was considered just a typical Warner Bros. B-pictures starring Ingrid Bergman.
In the decades since, Germany openly confronted its role in World War II in schools, public memorials, and laws. It took until 1975 for a redubbed Casablanca to air in Germany, which was true to the original. For NPR News, I'm Izzy Ross.